Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
everyone else
around,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
Can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it,
yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
He's mine. I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
What
he only sees me for who
I am.
Yeah. doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am his.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. For ladies and gentlemen, we are live with Reverend J.J. Choi, Minister of the Word and Sacrament, ordained by the Presbyterian Church of USA, currently serving as the outreach missionary, and also he is the mission strategist, fundraiser, and mobilizer, which singling out the Gypsy Mission there in Eastern Europe. You are live with Reverend J.J. Choi, the Crossway Mission with Christ. Tonight we have a very, very, very special broadcast tonight because, again, Mr. Choi is coming to us live all the way from Eastern Europe to enlighten us on all the recent and great developments that are taking place there in the mission field with the Crossway Mission with Christ. Remember, you can give us a call at 347-934-0318 to definitely leave any comments, questions, or concerns about tonight's broadcast. Without further ado, I would like to bring on the air Mr. J.J. Choi. Mr. Choi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, all right. So how's it going over there in Eastern Europe, man? Our listeners are definitely, you know, implorable to hear just, you know, what's going on, what new developments are taking place there in the mission field.
Yes, 10 days ago, like 15th of this October, I arrived in the Budapest airport. And the weather was warm, but day by day, and the weather is getting cold.
Okay.
Now, it looks like a sleeting outside.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yes.
Wow, so, all right, so you definitely, it's you know, we're getting a little bit of, you know, it's starting to get a little more winterized. Fall is definitely coming in out here in the States, especially here in Georgia. But, you know, I don't expect our weather to really start to really feel like winter to maybe like the next month or
okay.
So. But definitely, this is awesome. This is awesome. So tell us more about all the great things that is taking place with the Crossway Mission with Christ.
Yes. And I'm returning home next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know that there is a big a political turmoil in France.
Okay.
Demonstrations and strikes over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I fly from Budapest to, mm-hmm. and from Paris to at the airport will be in strike.
Wow.
So the airport people are striking, and then I may not go back home on time.
Gotcha. Well, we're gonna definitely pray that nothing prohibits you from having a safe trip back home. We want to make sure that for all our listeners who are tuning in live, you know, Reverend J.J. Choi is broadcasting live directly from Eastern Europe. Tell our listeners again exactly where you are located at now.
I'm now staying in Sárospatak, Hungary. And the Sárospatak, Hungary, then our the mission camp in Eastern Europe is based.
Okay.
And Sárospatak is located northeast 180 miles from Budapest, which is the Hungarian capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here, around the metropolitan population is about 30,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And but normally in Hungary, 10% of the population is gypsies. But over here, more than 40% are gypsies.
Okay.
And Sárospatak is on middle age empire city,
mm-hmm.
and which is connecting to Slovakia about less than 10 kilometers, about 6 miles.
Okay.
And then it takes around 15 minutes to the Hungarian and Slovakian border by car. Mm. And then Romanian border about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Ukrainian border about 1 hour.
Wow.
And in radius of 300 miles in Sharspatak, and it is said that several millions gypsies live, like such as in Romania, Hungary, and Slovakia, and down to Bulgaria or ex-Yugoslavia, and so and so. Mm-hmm. Around several millions gypsies live. And on Sharspatak, and no other foreign missionaries has stepped in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Until our missions came, our missions was launched over here.
Okay. Wow. So you are the first foreign missionary establishment to actually go in and actually help these gypsies that are in so desperate need of all the assistance that you're bringing, especially with the word of Christ.
Yes. And then, okay, 2 days ago, October 22nd, 2 days ago, mm-hmm. It was the 7th anniversary that our missionary family came over here to Sharspatak, and they started settling over there, over here.
Okay.
Yeah, now, it's the 8th year since they lived over here. And in October 22nd, the Korean missionary family arrived in Sharspatak, Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started settling, living here in Sharspatak. Mm-hmm. And then they have not moved at all.
Mm-hmm.
Days. And they have done their mission work over here without moving at all.
Wow. Okay. So definitely, I mean, it's definitely seeing that there's definite progress in terms of just all of the things that you guys have done, you know, when you first initially stepped into to Eastern Europe.
Yes.
We want to add to what you're hearing. You remember you're live with Reverend J.J. Choi. He's broadcasting live from Hungary. And there in Eastern Europe, he is there performing the works of God, with help spreading the word of the good news of the gospel. And you hear him talk a lot since he's been on the air and since he started the show, really educating us a lot about the gypsies and the true mission that is at hand. Well, JJ, would you say that before you leave, you mentioned to us last week how warm reception you received when you came back this time. When do you foresee going back into the mission field upon your returning to the States?
Yeah, I America on 28th of October, mm-hmm. like this month.
Mm-hmm.
And that time I take churches, and then we have built up a new project for building up a church building,
mm-hmm.
in Sat-Oya Uihei, which is about 6 miles north of Sharspatak. And then we have lots of stuff to report to the listeners.
Okay, all right. Well, we definitely cannot wait, especially with the footage that's going to be brought back as well. Would like to just have you, if you will, just explain to the listeners in terms of just since you've been there, the transformation of the individuals that you are actually assisting there in Eastern Europe. Tell us more about that transition.
Okay. As I told the listeners that the very day I arrived in Sharspatak, it was last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I visited the gypsy family, and from where 4 gypsy seminarians are accepted as seminarians in Sharspatak Hungarian Reformed Theological Academy.
Right.
And they welcomed me, and then all of their the families flocked together to welcome me. It was very, very impressive.
Yes.
And then after that, and Saturday, I visited the future church lot for building of a church building in Satoya Wihei,
mm-hmm.
and then which is located 6 miles north of Charles Park. And that is the bordering the Hungarian and Slovakian border.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around half an acre of a lot, and then one, like a half an acre. And that's a good for building a church building over there.
Oh, yes.
And then half of that lot will be donated by the city of Satoya Wihei for free.
Wow.
And then we have to purchase the another, like one quarter of an acre. We have to purchase from the landowners.
That's right.
And then if we are given for free, 1/4 acre, and then if we purchase 1/4 acre, and it will make a half an acre.
That's right.
And over there, then we shall, if we invest our efforts and stress and fortunes over there, and it will be a good church building.
Yes.
And, like off around the, how many, about six meters, that is about 1 foot, is about 20 feet, but 30 foot. About 30 foot off the church building lot,
mm-hmm.
and the city of Satoya Wihei mm-hmm. will they plan to make an entertainment for the gypsies,
wow.
like a
okay.
gypsy park, and then cinemas, and then other good entertaining facilities.
Gotcha.
And that city is planning to move another.
Wow.
Around that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we make a church building over there, and we can call on lots of gypsies.
That's right.
Yes, and then Saturday, and then we met the Mr. Puko Laszlo,
mm-hmm.
and then who offers his house as a worshiping service.
Okay.
And then it was very, very, very impressive. And then I attended the worship service last Thursday. I will tell about that at the next time. Around 80 children flocked together.
Wow.
And there are no more places for other people to come in.
Mm.
Yes. And then if we have a church or worshiping built, and then we can invite like a couple of hundred over here at the same time.
That's right.
And then also during the weekdays, and then we make a home visitation over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we attract or call gypsy children, and we teach them the Bible and also the after school. Mm-hmm. And we have a big vision for the community, buildings for the gypsies, and that
gotcha.
That is located on the highway,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody will look at that, and then that will impact the
sure.
drivers, yeah, to remember how important it is to educate the gypsy children and gypsy adults. Yes.
That's right. Well, we are so definitely impressed as well with all the things that are being done. There are so many, missionaries that we have out there in the world today. And we just feel real blessed to have the Crossway Mission with Christ out there really promoting and really being an advocate for God. A lot of times you hear about, certain things that are being done. Sometimes we get a chance to actually witness it and see it. But I think the listeners, as well as everyone here at Where They Do That Radio, feel very special and privileged to be a part of such a huge and impactful program that's being implemented there. The gypsies, I know, are very appreciative of the presence that you guys are bringing there. And just to add, what God is already doing with offering you an opportunity to build a larger church facility to cater to that community, it's just awesome. It's just awesome.
Yes, and then today, yesterday, I visited that church lot, future church lot again,
mm-hmm.
and it looks great. It looks
all
great.
Right.
And then our missionary told me that he will get a contract with the city of Satoya Uihei sometime next week, or before this month is gone.
All right.
And at that time, we may have a certificate of being given for free a quarter of an acre from the city of Satoya Uihei.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, then we will start purchasing the other quarter of acres, mm-hmm. With the funds that we have saved for the past several years. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then we will start making a church building, even though we have less funds, but we have to have a firm faith that God will finish that church building.
That's right. That's right. Because he was already made a way for you to acquire it. So he's definitely going to continue to assist with the perfecting and building and structuring of such a most needed facet there in that community. The Gypsies, again, I know they are very proud and privileged, you know, feeling to know that the Crossway Mission with Christ is there when others have not, you know, come forward. And with that being said, could you just also please enlighten our listeners on, you know, the recent developments which have allowed the Gypsies to be implemented or be viewed at more favorably there in Eastern Europe?
Okay, last Sunday, I was invited as a guest preacher at the home church in Holas Homburg.
Okay.
And Holas Homburg is a suburb of Charlesquata, around a couple of miles from the mission field, our mission field in Charlesquata. And that home church, that house was endowed by the city of Charlesquata for free.
Wow.
And then we remodeled it. We remodeled it around, if maximum allowance is around 100, but at last Sunday, around 70 children all together, children and adult flock together. And I was invited to deliver the sermon for them. And as you know, I don't speak Hungarian. I speak a little bit Hungarian. So the translation interpreter was a seminarian, like a Hungarian-Ukrainian seminarian, like studying in Charlesquata Hungarian Reformed Church Seminary. And her name is Natasha, who is 24 years old. And she speaks very, very good English. So she translates my sermon to the congregation of the home church in Holas Homburg. And the theme was derived from the Gospel of John 3:16. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, mm-hmm. and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have the life everlasting.
That's right.
And then last couple of weeks, and that Holas Homburg Church was given a very unexpected present from the Korean American, who visited the Gypsy Mission Field last month. And they already sent a cross, a wooden cross,
mm-hmm.
To the congregation of the Holas Homburg Home Church.
All right.
And then that day, it was the first day that they were hanging the wooden cross on the wall of the church.
That's right.
And then I delivered a sermon focusing on the meaning of the cross.
That's right. That is so awesome.
Awesome.
There are so many things that, again, that are taking place. You know, we want to make sure that everybody understands that with all the great work that you guys are doing, so many other things is definitely can be accomplished. You know, with having the recent students that are graduating to the seminary, having all of these things that are taking place in terms of the new church home, these things are very, very powerful and very, very positive in retrospect to a lot of things that got to go contrary to that. What do you foresee after your most recent visit and return, and then upon planning to go back, an ability to see more foreign missionary workers there in the area upon your return?
Ah, yes, yes. And then, the sermon for about 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I focused on the meaning of the of the cross, and Jesus is the in bridge between God and the sinners who are like the sinners, like you and me and all other congregations.
That's right.
And also the cross like symbolizes the love of God, and also and love like vertical love to God, and also the horizontal love to God. So we have to love love God, and also at the same time we have to love our neighbors.
That's right.
As if we love ourselves. So it should be balanced. The love of God and also the love of neighbor should be balanced at the same weight.
That's right, at the same.
And, yeah, at the same weight. And in the middle, then we have to stay in the middle.
That's right.
Right? Yes, yes. Weighing not too much, not too less.
That's right.
And then, like if I meet my neighbor who is not a Christian, and then we have to love him as if we love God.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. So I delivered a sermon like as if it was like a lecture at the theological seminary, and then the whole congregation was very very interested in my in the contents of my sermon, and it was very nice.
Yes.
And also there like the what. From that of a Hungarian, like a Reformed churches. That's
uh-huh.
much different. And they are very active, and they are very aggressive, and then also they are very, yearning, like very eager to yearn or eager to the wait for the reply from God on the spot. And it's what like children or adults, and they were in one mind, and then they were like, what is this? With all their hearts, like worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very impressive.
Yes, yes. I mean, I can imagine seeing that and being a part in that capacity of just how beautiful that must look to see everybody coming together and worshiping in prayer, doing these things in such magnitudes. So again, we implore everyone who is listening to tonight's broadcast to definitely please get involved. The website is called crosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. Continue to send your letters, comments, and questions and concerns to the website. JJ, we know there's a great time difference between where you are and where we are here. And for listeners, we want you to just remember that this broadcast is being taped and it's going to be rebroadcast live at our normal scheduled time. We want everyone to make sure that they understand there are still ministries that are out there in the community throughout the world that are reaching to those less fortunate, to those that really need to hear the saving knowledge of who Christ is. And here with the Cross of Mission with Christ live with J.J. Choi, his ministry, his missionary work is doing just that and then some. For J.J., for all the listeners, in closing and giving them just words of encouragement and prayer, what would you like to tell them?
Yes, I would like to tell one more thing. Last Monday, we visited Romania.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Romania.
Okay.
And a couple of Korean missionary couple joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And that missionary couple came from San Jose, California.
Okay.
And he's a retired Baptist, Korean Baptist, like a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past 4 years, I have been writing the Gypsy Mission columns at the Korean Christian Times in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was reading. He was my regular reader at the Korean Christian Times. And he was attracted and removed by the mission columns over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after his retirement, and he moved to Hungary.
Wow.
And he was learning Hungarian for 1 year, mm-hmm. and then he moved to a missed course, and which is 1 hour drive from our mission field.
Okay.
And he joined to Romania together.
Okay.
And over there, we met about 6 people from Netherlands, Holland.
Okay.
And they come from the upper part of Netherlands,
mm-hmm.
and they have been supporting the city of Hodak for the past 20 years.
Wow.
Yes, even under the government of Ceausescu in Romania.
That's right.
And they have been helping that city for installing the running waters, for installing the electric power,
mm-hmm.
for paving the
roads,
main roads in the city,
mm-hmm.
and also pebble roads for the gypsies and so and so.
Mm-hmm.
And but we met together,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a very very good time with them.
Okay.
And the language problem, we had a language problem. They were speaking Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And so no Hungarian.
Mm-hmm.
They speak no Hungarian. They only speak a little bit English and also Dutch.
Okay.
But very maybe by chance and the Dutch German.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, we were getting in touch with them in German also.
All right.
Yes, and then when they speak in English, and then I translate in German, and then talk to the Romanian missionary over there. And we had a very very good time, and I learned a lesson from them that the mission should be done in a certain way, way.
For the past
20 years, they have not changed the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept on supporting them, continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in Jesus Christ, and then we are all brothers and sisters beyond the racial discriminations and so and so.
That's right.
So we are one in all. So we got a very very interesting, and then I will report it to the listeners after my return to.
Right.
Stories and also interesting stories, and also I made an event that they can be pleased with it. So it was very very nice, and we stayed with them one night and 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and they went up to they drove about 2,000 kilometers. It was around 1,200 miles.
All right.
They dropped 1,200 miles, and then they stayed in the middle 2 days, and they came down to Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very nice. And if the listeners for the future, if they come to Romania or in Hungary,
mm-hmm.
and then the language does not matter. And also, even though we speak, we are different races, and also we speak different languages,
mm-hmm.
and then God will let us make ourselves understood diversity of unity.
Mm, all right.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, this is definitely an awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity, and we feel so blessed to be a part of such a wonderful, wonderful movement. In terms, again, remember you are locked in live and tuning in live to the Crossway Mission with Christ with Reverend J.J. Choi. We appreciate your time to really enlighten us on all the recent developments and some of the things to look forward to as this missionary establishment continues to grow. The Crossway Mission with Christ, the ministry itself, is such a huge, impactful structure involved in helping spreading the word of Christ to so many who have not heard it, which, you know, again, this inspires all of us here in the States, as well as those that may be listening for the first time, that the word of God will lead you anywhere it needs to lead you to bring about the change, the message, and the concern necessary to fulfill his work. We want everyone to realize that the Crossway Mission with Christ is such a vehicle. because they are out there as we speak, dealing and helping and proving a quality of life to a people who need this same standard of living. And with that, Mr. Choi, could I just please just have you just add to that, and if you wouldn't mind, just you know, be willing to close us out in a word of prayer.
Okay, and then okay, this time I plan to invite the local missionaries, but they were tied up and then they were out of the country. So after my return, then we will invite them again and we will have a great time with them.
Amen.
And let us pray. Yes, let us pray. Our Father in heaven,
amen.
Our Father in our heart, thank you very much for sending me over here to Eastern Europe to look around for we to see what we are doing.
That's right.
And then I found out so many places that God is interested in,
amen.
For us to do. And inspire or get the listeners inspired to participate in the places where God is interested. And even though we don't know each other, but let them pray for them who live on the other side of the world.
Amen.
And then also in France, they have lots of like a political turmoil over there, and almost all the like the national facilities are like on stop, and I'm very very afraid of that. The airport facility will be closed sometime next week, but pray that the in France will be like returned to the normal status as before.
Amen.
And then yes, and then they can find out the peace, like in mind and also peace in politics and everything.
Amen.
Yes. And also have me travel back home safely.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Definitely, definitely. We will continue to send these praises up, and we will continue to pray for all of the developments that are taking place there while you're in Eastern Europe. Again, we know that God will deliver you back to us safely. And we will continue to allow, you know, these praises to continue to go up to all of the young men and women, as well as children, that you're impacting in such a positive way that this work continues and it grows even far greater than what you can foresee. with that, we would like everyone to realize that, remember, you are listening to the broadcast of the Crossway Mission with Christ, which will be re-aired at its normal broadcasting time. Just due to recent developments and the time difference, we are pre-recording this episode, which will allow it to be listened to in its entirety as it's rebroadcast. With that, we want you to continue. You can give us a call at area code 347-934-0318. If any questions, concerns you may have about tonight's broadcast. You can also visit the Crossway Mission with Christ.webs.com website. Please join as a member. Please feel free to leave any type of donation, sponsorship information to help encourage and strengthen and continue this great work that Christ is bringing forward. And with that, we just ask that you continue to bless Reverend Choi and all of the missionary workers that are there with him, and all of the gypsies and all of those young men and women who are being impacted so positively by the word of Christ. With that, we would like to close with a song. JJ, has been definitely a pleasure for you to want to bring this encouraging news to all of us here. We just ask that you just continue to keep up the good work.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Because I am still suffering from the jet.
Uh-huh.
And there's still too much tired, traveling a lot, and so and so. And it's almost about 12 o'clock over here, too.
Exactly.
After 12 o'clock right now. So. Yeah, and then also I am very, very careful lest the other families should wake up.
That's right. That's right. So yes. So we would definitely we will definitely allow, you know, that to take place. Again, we appreciate you doing what you're doing, and we want to encourage you to continue to do all the good work. And with that, we would like to say for all of us here in the States here on Where They Do That at Radio, the Crossway Mission with Christ, we would like to say you stay encouraged. Be blessed. May God continue to watch over each and every one of you. And then with that, we would like to close and say good night.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Somebody's been missing something, and you've tried to fill that void with a lot of things that did not satisfy. The thing you've been missing is Jesus. And he's here, no cover charge. It's free. Backslider, ain't you homesick about now? We are praying for your Holy Ghost move. Please, Lord, do a sweep. Sweep out prodigal sons and wayward girls. And I know that the devil has marked two or three that he wants to kill before they get saved. But erase his mark and bring them to the altar and cause them to give their life to you. Lord, save wounded, hurting, distraught, depressed, confused people. Somebody struggling with a habit. Somebody's disenchanted or they knew something was missing there. They've got everything to be happy about, but still they're not happy. Oh, God, let their hearts pant for you. Let the joy just be a witness to them. If you feel the Holy Spirit touching you, maybe you're backslidden or you're not saved, just raise your hand. Bishop, the Lord is speaking to me. Tired of sin and I want to be free. I'm thirsting, I'm homesick. Come on, yeah, I'm you. That's right. And you put your hand up. I'm homesick. I need to get back with God and get on. I want that joy. I miss it. I miss it. That's right. Put the hand up. I know the devil doesn't want you to do it. He's whispering in your other ear, but the devil is a liar. Raise your hand. You're missing God, he's missing you. Your house isn't gonna be right until you get Jesus in it. Come on, I surrender. Surrender. Come on. He's waiting on you.